My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Abrams to right field. Johnson coming in. He makes the catch. No hits for the Nats. Dylan Cease throws a no-hitter. The second no-hitter in Padres history.
That'd be Don Orsillo, I think.
That's right. Voice of the Padres.
Dylan Cease with a no-hitter. Bulldog, how impressed are you?
Oh, I mean, watching this guy, you know, every time, every turn in the rotation, you could see it coming.
He's good.
Yeah, good.
At Washington, not the hardest of... No one cares, though. I mean, that's not...
But it was hot. It'd be hot, probably. It's probably really hot. Humid. Like, go 9 innings and, like, you know.
Yes.
That's, you know.
Even giving up hits is pretty good.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'll bet his shabbily made Fanatics jersey was soaked through.
It kind of looked like it. The Padres, that road jersey, it's pinstripes. It's sort of like a brownish gray. It's just kind of ugly. You don't need the stripes, really, but they have the stripes, and yeah. It does look like everybody is really sweaty.
Yeah.
On the Padres.
I mean, it is summer, but it's just the uniforms are,
They're not, so bad every time I turn on baseball, I can't not notice it.
I don't know who we're watching. Oh, we're watching the Cardinals and the Pirates the other night. And the Cardinals pitcher is just like, his shirt's a different color than his pants because of the sweat. And like, I don't remember. I mean, I think guys used to sweat prior to Fanatics having the contract to make
global
these
warming.
Uniforms.
But global warming.
My
though.
God.
Climate change.
I mean, you look like you're wearing like a dark gray top with light gray pants. Just, it's embarrassing.
All I can ever think about is the letters, though. The letters are too small on every jersey. Yeah. The name.
Yep.
It's just obvious and horrendous.
Yeah.
Yesterday we watched the Phillies, and Bryce Harper turns his back to the camera, and it's like, oh, Harper. It's just so small.
It's in lowercase
we don't
letters.
We're not here. We're here for the team on the front, the name on the front.
Bryce Harper.
Right. You got to say it. Yeah. Every baseball player, when you see them in their uniform, you got to say their name like just like a little kid.
Right.
Because the letters are so small.
Hello, Aaron Judge.
Well, no name.
No name on them. Right.
Judge
right.
is
right.
exempt.
It's a bad example.
No name.
Yeah.
He's lucky.
Even on the road. I respect
Even
that.
On the road.
I respect that. Red Sox wear names on the back on the road. At home, no.
Hate it.
Yeah.
I love the jersey without a name on the back.
Me too. I prefer that. Still, we'll never forget. I was at Yankee Stadium, I don't know, half a dozen times. The old one. I've never been to the new one. But Yankees, Red Sox, you know, walking around there. And, like, Ruth 3.
Ruth.
Like, what the?
Ruth.
Just seriously. WTF. Just come on. We'll know who 3 is.
If you don't, so what?
Not need Ruth.
Don't be that guy. Jeter 2.
Get out of here.
Don't be the Jeter 2 guy. Just the 2 is all you want there. Just the 2.
That's all you need.
Probably cost less.
Probably, yeah. What I don't know, because I've never been to the Yankee store and I don't go shopping for baseball jerseys.
Okay.
Like, is that something that's on the rack in the Yankee
Probably
store?
Probably, yes.
Ruth? on the back, or is that something that somebody, you know, I'm going to get his name on there.
I would say almost, I was there not that long ago, the Yankee Stadium store, one of them, they're probably 50 in the stadium, I don't know, and I want to say yes, but I don't know for sure. Yeah. I think they would sell those, though.
Yeah.
They'll sell anything.
Yeah. Yes, that well, that's definitely right.
Eli Manning bobbleheads in Yankee jerseys and right. uniforms. I mean, they'll sell anything. Yeah. There's no shame in this. Frank is with us. Hello, Frank.
Hey, I'd like to talk a little bit about the center position.
Okay.
Thompson?
Cousins.
Cousins. Then we'll see, right, Frank?
Being a little cute with you, Frank.
Yeah. I wish we were talking about meaningful Sabres talk. I happened to be out the first day to training camp, uh-huh. and I personally saw three different snaps that two were low and one actually hit the grass. It got me thinking about, mm-hmm. I think we're just kind of glossing over the fact that Morse isn't there, and we'll just plug in McGovern that played at Penn State however many years ago. And I'm a little worried about the center position. Just wanted your thoughts.
Okay. I was thinking the same thing, by the way, Frank. Glossed over is how you put it. I was thinking yesterday, like, we haven't really talked about that. Somebody called in about Jacksonville and mentioned Morse and Gabe Davis. I'm like, you know what? Yeah. So you're right there, I think. In terms of me or this show, I might say you're right there.
I'm gonna push back on it's you, because I feel like I'm always over here going Morse whenever you or even a caller talks about the guys or Sal, whatever, okay. that are gone. Like, I want to include Mitch Morse. I think he mattered a lot in the middle of that line. And Allen talked today, I'm referencing One Bills Live, which is on the air before us, and Allen in that appearance with Chris Brown and Steve Tasker said he's got to work on that. It's a work in progress. He had a couple of botched snaps today, and he said that, you know, that's on me. I got to do the work, but, you know, it's an adjustment. So I don't think it's at all exaggerating to look at that as a place of concern. I don't know when we'll know. I don't think we'll really know until the games begin. Obviously, if we're watching practice like this guy or preseason games and snaps are rolling all over the place, then you got a problem. I'm going to trust that they'll figure out the exchange and even the shotgun snap. It's more like, can he handle athletically what Morse did for them? I mean, he's a very different style player, at least body-wise. Like, Morse was, you know, he's an offensive lineman, so he's big, but by offensive lineman standard, he was not exactly, you know, a behemoth. He was very agile. I can remember complimenting him all the time for seeing him pulling out and running around the end and just doing a lot of stuff that you do not see lots of centers do in the NFL. I think his versatility was maybe one of his best traits. And I don't know if they can use McGovern, or even if they want to use McGovern the same way. I might kind of doubt it. I think he's more of a bigger plow horse type guy than the athlete that Morse was. So we'll see how that comes together for them.
There are two offensive linemen, well, that have been in the NFL, if are not both presently, named Connor McGovern. Same spelling. The other one, since we're in Buffalo, we'll say the guy not on the Bills, who was on the Jets and the Broncos, Connor McGovern, Pro Football Reference, would like you to know that he goes by the McGovernator. Our Connor McGovern does not have a nickname according to PFR. Third round pick of the Cowboys in 2019. Our guy is younger. They don't list a team for the other, the McGovernator. Actually, it says McGovernator. It's not even spelled right. They don't have a team for him, so he might be on the market.
Yeah.
Look, here's what I would tell Frank.
C-Mac. That's going to be Connor McGovern's nickname.
Well, you need the M-A-C.
C-Mac. C-Mac.
Give me CMC. CMG.
Maybe it doesn't work. I don't know.
I don't think we need it.
All right. I forced it. What were you going to say?
Here's what I would tell Frank, the caller. Which I bet somebody wants to do that's driving around listening. Day one of camp. When right. you know, not Frank, which I respect, but usually, or not usually, sometimes when there's a criticism of the Bills at practice, like early in camp especially, somebody's kind of ready for, yeah, well, that's, you know, good to get it out early. Thank goodness his bad snaps are on the first day.
Right.
I saw a tweet about the Steelers today, not even like 10 minutes ago. The wide receivers coach reportedly got into it with George Pickens today.
That seems like something that could happen pretty regularly.
He didn't. Zach Azani didn't like, according to Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Press Gazette. Is it Post Gazette?
Post Gazette.
Yeah. Green Bay is the Press Gazette.
I don't know.
Azani didn't like the way Pickens executed his assignment. Pickens didn't take kindly to Azani's words. Some other receivers approached Pickens after the exchange. Pickens was visibly upset. So I clicked on the tweet. The full tweet wasn't visible. Like, it's one of those where you had to see.
Show more.
Show more. And it's a link to the article. The second comment: this is honestly good. Rather them do it now than middle of the season. 197 likes.
Yeah.
All you got to do to get by on social media is just like your team. I mean, whatever happened is actually fine.
Yeah.
We liked it. It's better. It's good that it happened. It's good that the coach and the player are fighting on the first day of camp, actually. So, you know, Frank, I respect, like, I'm worried about this. I'm seeing this. You're being objective. But the guy next to you is going, don't worry about it.
Yep.
Too soon. Too early. It'll get better. Things will improve out there.
He does have a certain reputation, Pickens.
Frank? Pickens.
I can't speak to Frank. I barely know Frank, although I did enjoy his call. But, yeah, Pickens has got.
If he wanted to go into the Sabres there, the door was open for him to do that. We sort of gave him that opportunity. 803-0550 is the number. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.